was a tough winter for a lot of people, and the San Francisco family, the Giants family, and everyone in the Bay Area and the country and Hall of Fame and Puerto Rico got a jolt this past Monday night when the great Orlando Cepeda had a cardiac incident, as the Giants explained, and he is in the hospital, still in critical condition. And you know, the Hall of Famers in Mays, McCovey, Perry, Marichal, and Cepeda. Cepeda was, you know, the vibrant one. And I had so much fun with him. If you were around the two of us, we would just go back and forth naming players from his era. And you could never stump him. And just the sweetest man in the world. Just the nicest man. And I just wish him a speedy recovery. So if you follow me on Twitter, I'm wearing the Panama hat every day out here at the ballpark to remind everyone about Orlando as we wish and pray for, and I do every day, for a speedy recovery for him. I hope things work out. It's a tough situation. But Raf heeded our call, and Raf went in our archives, and Orlando had his 80th birthday in September, and he had come out to the public house and just had a very wonderful experience with him before the Giants had a great birthday party for him. If you remember, all the ushers and usherettes and people in the ballpark were wearing Panama hats that day. So Raf pulled out just to hear Orlando's voice. I just want to hear it this morning for a minute or two. And this is a segment we did at the public house talking to Orlando about coming from Puerto Rico when he was just a kid. And we love that story, the first tryout camp, and he tells us what it was like.
1955, me and Roberto Clemente, Jose Pagan, and a couple other guys, we came, because in those days, not too many people go to Puerto Rico to look for ball players. That's why Horace Dunham is an incredible human being. He sent his people to Puerto Rico to look for Latino players. So in 55, we came to Florida. In those days, you know, things were kind of tough.
Yes.
So I guess that looking back, it was amazing.
Well, it's your first time to the United States, wasn't it?
Yeah, first time in the airplane, first time everything.
So was Clemente kind of your chaperone to take you?
Yes, because he came here in 54 for Pittsburgh. So the owner of Santurce team, he said, you take care of this guy, you know, put him, fly to Miami, put him in the Greyhound bus, and he did it.
I love it. Very good. Well, that is Orlando, and as I say, I wear the Panama hat every day to remind everyone about him, and I just pray that good things can happen for him. So that's my thought for that today.